Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
In 2014, the world is at our fingertips through amazing new technology. But what is all this access and information doing to us? Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Craig Detweiler, who's professor and filmmaker, cultural commentator and author, says how we use technology shapes our faith in more ways than we even realize. And he joined us to unpack the connection between God and technology. In Craig's book, iGods, How Technology Shapes Our Spiritual and Social Lives, he gives an overview of the impact of 21st century technology. And he reflected on the place that Facebook can have in our social and our spiritual lives.
Well, I think this question of digital discipleship, it's really a new question. How do you love someone online? Someone may express a prayer concern online. Well, it's great to click like or write a little note and say, I'm praying for you. That's a beautiful thing. But maybe we also need to recover that old thing of actually maybe going over to someone's house or picking up the phone and calling them and really asking for a larger conversation. So that casual interaction that we might happen on Facebook or Twitter, hopefully it has a physical prompt to us as well, where we say, maybe I need to take over a cup of soup for that person who's sick, or maybe they need a hug, or maybe they need someone to take them out and just have a cup of coffee and listen to have a conversation face to face for an hour. It maybe takes more than just clicking a like button on Facebook.
Well, Craig, I've just been kind of reflecting on the term community as I've heard what you've had to say today, and I've seen some really compelling studies about the community that Facebook creates and the impact that it has on the social lives of so many of us. And for my generation, I think there's maybe a question that we'd have for you would be, you know, how do we find the proper place where we're using the power that Facebook can be in our social lives and yet still developing relationships really face to face?
Far more people are in relationship on social media out of their real life. I mean, we have some virtual friends, we have online friends, we do have some of those people we've only met in kind of a Facebook or Twitter kind of way, but the vast majority of people are people that we do meet every day. So it's an easy way to keep up with people. It's an easy way to start a prayer chain. It's an easy way to crowdsource and say there's a need for somebody lost their job and they need money, or somebody needs a place to stay. It's a great way to respond to physical needs. But at the end of the day, you do need to physically care for each other. And with communion, right, we have the actual, bread and wine. That's physical. And I think that's what we have to continue to maintain, is that physical presence with each other. It's not enough just to know each other online, but we need to know each other face to face.